intro?
Should we have like a set intro?
No.
Should we have like an intro that's our intro?
Well, it's already going.
I feel like we've talked
about it. We can just cut it.
Yeah, yeah. Cut in post, bro. Get our intern Gary to fucking cut it
in post. Yeah, what would the intro be?
Something like,
we don't even have any topics.
Hey, you don't tell the listeners that, you fuck.
The Jamaican boys are back at it again with the best new
podcast. No, the Jamassians, okay?
The Jamassians.
That was intentional, I swear.
So, honestly, where would the world be without autocorrect? Do you think we'd be better off or worse?
Worse, of course.
You think worse?
100%.
I agree with worse, because, like, think of, like, autocorrect with, like, Google. Like, how many times have you typed in something, spelled something wrong, and Google knows exactly what you're looking for?
Exactly.
But no, but that's, yeah.
Except that type I typed in.
That type of technology.
Never mind.
But do you ever misspell something? You ever misspell something so bad that even Google can't understand what you're saying?
It's
so sad.
It's so bad.
You just have to sound it out. You just have to sound it out, and even Google's like, what the fuck are you asking?
But I feel like it also kind of incentivizes.
Yeah,
nobody gives a fuck about spelling the word.
Nobody gives a fuck about spelling nowadays, bro.
Nobody. Like, honestly, if you type on your phone, you're kind of just jamming your fingers.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
So, like, yeah, I think it's like.
We're writing literature nowadays, bro. We fucking type that shit up. Nobody gives a fuck.
I write in longhand with a quill.
We're fucking Shakespearing it out.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a quill?
No. It's actually very challenging.
I used it in like elementary school. I remember like they brought someone in like to like use a quill and like learn some history about like the local area.
I feel like it's the worst thing ever.
No, it was like
what a fucking waste of education.
Holy shit.
What do you mean?
This is what the whites do, okay?
It was enriching, okay?
That's such a fucking learn a skill from the fucking 1500s.
It was cool. It's not something I want to do every day, but it was a cool thing to do for like half an hour.
So you did it every week?
Once ever.
Dude, you guys could have been fucking doing math problems or something. You guys are using a fucking quill.
You know what? We ended up at the same fucking college, so...
I'm not talking about, like, from a college standpoint, but it just seems like a fucking waste.
You're saying 30 minutes?
How many fucking white people were heroin addicts? How many brown people were in Harvard? That's the same amount right there.
Okay, to be fair, fucking the white population is a large fucking...
Yeah, that's 100%.
I just think it's funny from like a fucking taxpayer standpoint.
It was literally 30 minutes one day.
I feel like other schools go on field trips too. Like, it's not just us.
Yeah.
Like, Kev, what's
Wait,
the
Wait, do you
whitest...
have to go on a field trip to write with a quill?
No. No, the guy came to us.
I went to like an old English thing when I was young.
And they fucking...
Yeah, like class field trip.
Yeah, like class field trip to like...
To do the quill
thing? Space farms
just, like,
thing.
That was
we went
to
the Storm King Arts Center. Have you been there?
I've never been there.
Storm King Arts Center?
Yeah, we had field trips like photography class. I went there. I was never in those classes.
Mm-hmm. Kev, what's the whitest field trip you went on as a child?
Space Farms was the name of this place. And it was literally like a petting zoo, like space farm all
it's like
in
space
one.
Space themed?
It was really weird.
Oh my god, you went on a field trip for that?
Is that educational?
They've been two extra eyes on lions.
I just remember there being like alpacas and like lions and space rocks.
I think we've just been on my school trips. We went to like museums and stuff.
Yeah,
we went to museums. We went to the MFA. And
I went
stuff.
To Museum of Natural History.
Natural History. Yeah,
I've been to West Point and like they have some museums there. And, like on a tour of that.
Yeah, like I don't think I ever a space farm.
Yeah. What did they do? They
I don't remember. I don't really remember. It was really
like fucking
so
alien
long
years
ago.
On fucking Canada geese.
Yes, that's all. Awesome.
Why, Rob? What was your whitest field trip?
Probably the Eric. You know who Eric Carle is?
No.
What is Very that? Hungry Caterpillar?
Oh yeah.
Oh, like the author?
Yeah.
Wait, he had like what did he do?
I went to that museum like.
Wait, there's a.
Did you just arrive with a
six
fucking
years
white
in a row.
Head?
Like, that's the white part.
Is he from your town or something?
He was from Amherst, I think.
Oh, so he just has that much clout in the area?
Dude, there's so much history that comes with math. We come from all the way from the 17th century, and you went to some random fucking author's house.
I mean, How Many Hungry Caterpillars is a classic children's book.
I agree. He is very...
Have you read
very
it?
Very talented.
No, I haven't.
You've never read
I've
it?
I've seen the cover. Bro, it's all I remember.
I don't think I could remember a single line from that book.
You want me to summarize it for you?
Yeah.
The caterpillar gets really, really high and then just eats a lot of leaves.
Yes.
And then turns into a butterfly.
Butterfly?
Book. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
They turn into a butterfly?
Yeah.
After getting high and eating a bunch of leaves. Seems like a classic.
That's
not a metaphor if I've seen one. That's a fucking gigantic metaphor.
Y'all ever read Goodnight Moon?
Oh, that book slaps.
Slaps!
Yo, I've never fucking heard of that
book. White people book right there.
That's not a white person book. That's not a white person book.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
I don't know, a fucking teddy bear?
It's not by a teddy bear.
Are you sure?
You know that book where it's about like the Nazi camp and the kids
12?
Like... kids like reaching out under the fence for something to like a...
Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
I guess it's that...
Are you talking about that one or are you talking about like...
No, he's talking about that one.
Okay. Like, and then yeah, and they both die.
Yeah, they both
in the gas chamber. Yeah,
one of my friends.
What the fuck are you guys reading?
Yeah,
no, this is like middle school.
I read that too.
Never read The Boy in the Striped Pajamas? Like,
no. No.
Really? Do you read like Kristallnacht instead?
What's Kristallnacht?
I read Night.
Oh, I read Night.
That's
what
I
read. Night.
Yeah,
read
it was
Night.
Either in our school. Either read Night or Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah, because Knight is like more like a memoir, like he's reflecting on his...
Yeah, this one just kind of like ends with like both kids, like the one kid is like the son of like
the guy gas chamber?
Well, no, the one kid's like a Jewish boy, and the other kid is like, his dad like runs the concentration camp. And then like he wants to see what's on the other side, so it's like this friend who's like this little kid in the concentration camp brings him like this pajama,
yeah,
striped clothes. They go in and they get gassed.
Yeah.
Wait, but, the other little boy got gassed?
Yeah, the German
yeah, the little,
right?
The little,
yeah,
the good Nazi boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
I made him...
I mean, something...
There's like a video on my computer called Holocaust Project about this that I'll show you guys at some point. I can't show you right now.
Oh my god, dude.
We'll do a movie review of Kevin's movies.
One of my brown friends, when he read that book, he was like, dude, doesn't even fucking matter. They didn't come to, like, India or anything. I would have been fine.
But the Nazis didn't
the
come
Nazis.
To India?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I feel like Hitler wanted to take over everywhere, but India.
Dude, he never came to Africa or India. Dude, he was the least racist guy.
Holy shit, that's a hot take.
Did he? Wait.
He actually,
black people genocided?
No,
I don't actually know.
There's definitely been genocides within, like, Africa.
Well, no, I mean, like, was Hitler, like, black people need to
no,
be
no,
gassed
no.
too? Like, black people,
oh,
gays,
no, no, no,
gypsies,
yeah. no, no,
and
because,
Jews.
Yeah.
No, he had, like, a tier list of humans.
Yeah.
So he put, like, the first one was, like, Aryan people.
Yeah.
The second one was Japanese people.
Really?
Yeah, because
they were allies.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they were allies, and he was like, oh, they're not, like, black.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, they're not, like, he's like,
no, I think
white, and they're at least, like a shade, like they're like yellow, right?
They're like almost.
Yeah, but he's like, they're not fucking black.
But I think he put like white people with black hair right below white people with like blonde hair.
It's
like Aryan,
yeah,
and then like Italian.
What about brown haired people?
You fucking in the middle, I don't know.
Yeah. You're fucking in the middle. Fine.
and then he had the Japanese people, then he had
He had Jewish
right next to fucking black people and Indian people.
No,
yeah.
No way. Jews were... Alright, maybe there's more black people in Germany.
That's what I'm saying.
No, no.
These Jews are the closest fucking things.
No, no,
they
exterminated. Either he said... I think he said either that, like, they were, like, on the same level, or, like, he's, like, black and brown people are, like... They're not even worth it.
Like, dude, they're fucking dogs.
Like, I think
they're
he
like
thought
lions.
They were. I think he thought they were like
the
sub,
animals.
Like subhuman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's where they were in his ranking.
Honestly, that might be it.
Just couldn't say.
How do you fake that as like a person? How are you like, yeah, people who are like black, like they're just lesser, like they're just not even humans at this point.
Like, I don't, I don't know.
Beyond,
I'm
just
pretty
being
sure,
racist.
I'm pretty sure he says.
It's kind of impressive to be honest.
How are you
with
that racist? Like,
yeah, because
what happened when you were a kid?
Yeah,
dude,
but like,
did you get into art school?
I'm pretty sure this is from his like memoir.
Was it before or after he shot himself?
Obviously,
yeah. After he shot himself, he wrote a fucking memoir.
It's a
what, like the fucking they came in and his laptop was open. And that was on his laptop.
No, it's like one of those blotch marks. What are they called? Like the ink splatters on a piece of paper.
Yeah, so you got
it's
shot and like words just flew up onto the wall.
No, it's like interpretive.
Kevin, I will Jackson Pollock your face. You know who Jackson Pollock is?
I recognize the name. It's not.
He's Pollock. The one who does like the splatter.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's exactly what's playing at Duke this weekend.
Yeah. Start off Saturday morning.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be the worst alarm. Okay, what do you think would be the world's worst alarm?
Getting fucking like your leg cut off or something.
Being chainsawed.
I mean, like, oh, you're up, no. But you've lost a leg.
You would hear the chainsaw.
Okay, laser.
You would hear, the second you heard the chainsaw and it cutting into your flesh would be fucking, like, a millisecond.
I'm saying if you're gonna do that, go for
sword
axe.
Style.
Axe or sword?
Axe sounds awful! You could get all the way through sometimes.
A battle axe?
Even then, you might not get all the way through.
You would get a battle axe.
It's hard to get through a leg. That's the
thing. That's a thick leg. Think about Kev's legs, bro. They're extra thick.
I'm saying like
it's mine. It's mine.
One clean swing through a leg?
It's not. It's way harder than a head.
I think
you gotta go through the fucking femur.
Axe would work better than sword.
Yes, axe would work better than sword.
A sword is the worst.
Like a fucking knife.
Yeah. It works like a katana. Like something super sharp.
Or if it was like a heated sword.
Like a thousand degree knife through
butter.
I think that would sear the skin where like the fat would like melt around.
Oh, like yeah, that could happen too. That could happen.
It just gets like stuck in it.
Yeah, I don't know if you could get a clean swing through.
I
think it would just like, it would wedge.
You're not
it would
getting,
like wedge no. like in between like yeah. bone and like flesh.
You're just not getting through the femur though. That's the real issue here.
Like I mean, no, if you cut like right here, you could get
through. Oh, just get right in the ball socket joint, like
yeah, just right in the joint, get right through it, you know.
That's all you need.
Make sure you study on your anthropology
and
classes,
then, like,
kids.
Can you imagine just waking up from that?
It's physiology.
You'd
be shocked enough to where the pain would be minimized.
You don't know.
You'd never be shocked. The amount of adrenaline that'd be flowing through your body, bro. Yeah. It'd be fucking ridiculous.
Well, I think white lightning.
I think you'd just pass out.
Is that called white lightning?
No, like they say the moment you get shot, like you don't even feel it immediately.
I mean, it's just shock, right?
You guys want to test it out?
You have a gun?
No.
Yeah.
Kev, get your LTC. Oh, you're not 21.
Yeah, you pussy.
I
You know what would be the worst? What to put the worst alarm to wake up to? You'd be like fucking like strapped on each four corners of the bed, and Rosie O'Donnell just comes up.
Christ.
Wait, but you know who Rosie O'Donnell is?
No.
She's like the fat like.
Yo, but you know who Rosie O'Donnell is.
You know who Rosie O'Donnell is?
I know Rosie O'Donnell.
Like,
wow.
Rosie. Oh.
I'm pretty sure she was on...
The comedian?
Yeah.
Wow, y'all are just taking shots at her. Oh, that'd be pretty rough. That's not the worst. That's not even close to the worst.
Who would be the worst?
I mean...
Who would be...
Yeah, I think the axe would be worse.
Yeah, the axe is so much worse.
The axe would be so much worse.
Your levels of difference right now. I'm sorry. You're like a level. It's like, that's not.
That's like
not
a borderline great. Irrational fear. Like no one has an irrational fear of like getting axed to the fucking leg.
I don't think it's an irrational fear.
Oh,
no,
you hit off your lawn in the first 15 seconds. Axe.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
I think it's like so wild. I feel like it's like inherently irrational.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that Greek dude who used to like stretch people or cut people off to be like the perfect height. What was his name?
What? Who the fuck are you talking about?
I think like Thesis, or however you say his name, killed him.
Thesis? Okay.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about. Thesis, right?
Thesis killed this guy, and he would like cut people, or like stretch people to be like the right, like perfect length, which he thought was like
cut
6 foot. Cut people?
Like he,
Yeah, like cut off like legs to make them like the right height. Like just cut off your leg where it was to make it
like,
the perfect height.
Was he like
height.
Obsessed with like the Da Vinci, like perfect?
Yeah, it was like some weird stuff.
Was I don't remember that perfect height?
I remember reading about this
like,
one, like reading
right
a story
there,
and also reading like Percy Jackson. He's in that.
Okay,
is he?
Yeah,
I feel like Percy Jackson fucking made me think a lot of things about Greek mythology. All
right, let's just start by saying it's a great book series.
It's amazing book series.
Incredible work.
Fair one, the Labyrinth one, 100%.
Labyrinth one, really?
Fucking, that was a great one. And the last one, the one
I like the
Titans one.
The last one's pretty fire.
Yeah, I mean, it has so much action in it.
It does have a lot of action in it. It's action-packed.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker, though, for the first one.
I am a sucker for the first one, too.
The first one, like, just, like, this, like, story of just, like, this kid. Like, I want that to be me so badly.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a big fan of the first one.
Yeah. When I first read that, I was like, please, please, fucking,
I really
please,
this be
this
me.
This is the life, bro.
And I, yeah, like, it'd be, like,
father
like,
is fucking Poseidon.
Yeah, it'd be, like, oh. If you just woke up and, like, that was your life, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, no, you'd be, like, you'd literally be, like, this chosen one. Like,
yeah, but, like,
not even that. I'd just be, like, one of the campers. I just want to be one of the campers, bro. Think about that. You'd be a demigod.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'd be pretty badass.
That's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
I used to think that the name was, I used to butcher all the Greek names.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, it's Hephaestus. And one of those, like, it's not. It's not. Hephaestus. Or, like, Hermes.
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 Oh, our
it's Dior own, not Dior, homie. Love me for me, could you be more for me?
Did they make a movie? They made a movie that was so bad.
They made two?
Yeah,
the first one was pretty bad, and then
the second one
was
okay.
Shit show.
Okay, there was one redeeming quality about the first one.
What?
Olivia DiDario.
Does she play Annabelle?
She's in the second one, too.
She plays Annabelle.
So she plays like a 12-year-old.
No, I don't think she's in the second one.
Yeah, no, eight. No, she's like... No, she's like 12 in that, not 8.
No, she's 12.
No, she was so old when that thing was filmed.
Yeah.
She's definitely like 20.
I'm just, she's portraying someone who's like 14. The campers were like, she was like 14.
I'm just, they were high school, bro.
They were middle school.
Dude, we read that.
No, they did not. They never asked it.
Bro, I'm reading Kiss to the Fifth book.
Yeah, bro, you're reading a different book than me, man.
I'm just reading Fifty Shades of Grey.
I read the fan fiction.
Dude, that book was marketed to elementary schoolers. Like, they were definitely in middle school.
I thought you were definitely like...
The problems you came through when you turned 16.
Yeah.
Think, right? Or was it 15? It was like 15 or 16.
I thought the point when they fought the Titans, like in the last book, they were 18.
No.
They were in high school.
I don't know. They're probably like...
I think he's like 14 in the first
I think it's like 13 or 12. He's like 12. He's 12 to 14 is my guess.
Yeah.
Dude, in the fucking
and they're like... The guy who portrayed him was definitely like 22.
Yeah. He looked so old.
Yeah.
And then they're given a really good plot, and the movie just like goes their own way, and it just sucks.
12 to 16.
Yeah.
The camp was for 12 to 16 year olds.
Damn, bro.
Bro,
wait, that's like, such a niche age range.
That's so like, why not
age 1 to 11, you can fuck yourself from 17
because when you're 1 to 11, you don't smell. You don't have the scent yet. You guys don't remember these books well enough.
Smell like good pussy?
You don't have the scent?
The scent. This is what they call it. Like, that's how, like, the...
Oh, so you don't have
their
enough
name
demigod
to, satires, fucking... Or whatever,
enough
fountain,
demigod, like, sweats.
Monsters. Yeah. Bro, where are you going? Since we don't have our camera set up yet, Robert stood up, went over to the door, opened it, looked out, and then closed the door and walked back in.
Ghosts, man.
Ghosts. Man. Kids seeing ghosts.
Were you expecting someone?
No.
What's your least favorite Kanye album?
What the fuck?
What are you expecting anyone? Daddy walks in.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Well, you're like, oh, TJ can't be coming back at this time.
Yeah, I was like, no way, TJ. This has to be somebody weird.
Hey, Maddie.
What's up, Maddie? What's up? Alright, so what's your least favorite Kanye album?
It's so hard. It's so hard.
I mean, mine's Ye, 100%.
Jesus
Yay.
Is King. Oh, wait, Jesus is King. Yeah,
Jesus is King is actually my least favorite, yeah.
That one's awful.
I don't even count that, man.
Like, yeah, it honestly feels like, it literally feels like Kanye was joking. But that wasn't actually an album.
Yeah. I've actually started listening to like, good music recently, and on, I
mean,
don't
good,
think,
what is good
I
music
don't think
the white,
it's
the white
as album. Bad as, it's just mixed, it's basically just him.
But it's not just all, it's not all Kanye.
It's not Kanye.
So it doesn't
like,
really
there's, a, there's songs that are just Kanye.
Yeah.
For which?
Which one? Are you talking about Kitsy Ghost?
No, good music.
Good music is the one with like Don't Like and Mercy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like
okay,
the
okay.
collaborative one.
I mean that's I feel like it's
a that was
album.
A Kanye that one
I
that was
a
Kanye
good
album?
That's
yeah.
his label, good music.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was the album name. I was like,
I
thought they came out a bunch of singles. Like
Quick
and stuff like
yeah,
Don't Like,
they
came out as singles.
But they all went on good music.
Well no, Don't Like went on what's it called? Watch the Throne. Jay-Z.
No, it didn't.
No,
because Jay-Z's
Don't
album.
Like went on.
The album has
like,
the, it has the gold album art, like the gold.
Yeah,
weird
the
thing.
Gold, the gold, tr- like throne.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's Don't Like's
album.
Not on that.
Don't Like's definitely on that.
That's only Kanye.
Chief Keef was the other person that released it.
Yeah, it's a remix.
Okay.
It's a remix. Our,
is it? I don't
know. Yeah.
Shit. Oh yeah, you're right.
Because Watch the Throne is only Kanye and Jay-Z.
Yo, shit.
TJ
makes believe rapping about my own life.
You know.
Okay.
So you so, was that based?
Are you saying that album is underrated, or you?
I mean, we aren't classifying it as an actual Kanye album.
Oh, okay.
The entire time we've been talking about it.
Yeah, no.
Yes, but I honestly like re-listened to it, and I'm like, this isn't as shit as people say.
Dude, if you
like.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. People, I mean because like people don't like.
Was that like right after?
People don't really like Beautiful Twisted Fantasy that much. Like,
no, it was after Jesus.
I'm a big.
It was after Jesus.
Yeah, it was after Jesus.
Well, I mean, he put out like bangers for a few times in a row, and there's like this was a little bit lower.
I mean, almost all of his albums except fucking Jesus King is.
See, and even you can argue about that one. Like it's not the best, but like there's still one or two songs.
There's not a single song that made it onto a playlist.
That's not a good. That's not a good album then. If it's only one or two songs, bro, it's one or two songs of eight. That's 25%.
I mean, when you're comparing Kanye for a really good album, you're setting the bar pretty high there.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's my point. It's like
we're saying that
most Kanye albums have like 8 to 10 like good songs.
No, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
so you're saying, so then what are you saying? Like about like
good. I feel like what's like a good artist? Like Drake probably has like what, 4 songs good on his album.
Yeah,
dude, usually, not even anymore for me.
Drake's recent album, he's batting like 200.
I mean, that's the point. He fucking puts out 40 songs on his album.
No, yeah, and his last album was like 22 songs.
What was his last album?
I hope one will be
good.
Exactly,
bro.
Oh
yeah, there's not the a single
with,
song
like
God's
Plan. The ones with like God's Plan.
God's Plan is fucking trash.
Can you name another song on that album?
Nice for What? Nice for What? What's the other one?
Oh my God.
Views.
No, that's In My Feelings. In My Feelings.
In My Feelings. Yeah.
Yeah. So he had like 3 like crazy like radio fucking heavy songs. Everything else on that album was pretty trash.
Also, I can't believe people were fucking crashing their cars to that song. Like, actually.
Oh my God.
What the fuck are
the
you
videos
doing?
Of people dancing and then like, they just like hit the brakes and the car people just walk into the door were hilarious though.
Yeah, like Kanye would never put an album out like that.
Well,
exactly.
Okay.
Like Jesus is King.
Jesus King is a fucking exception because fucking.
But also,
is
like
a
Jesus King is short enough to where it wasn't like. Oh,
he's not a born again Christian. He's been doing Sunday service for like 2 years, right?
That's what I mean. He's a born again.
Oh, Christian. Like okay, that's what you're saying. Yeah, I thought you were saying like that was a recent thing. I was like, he's been doing this. He's been on that.
No,
for
I mean,
like,
it's more of a recent
no because
thing.
Because all that fucking work undid the album that he was making.
Yeah,
which is Yandu.
Yeah.
Yandy,
like all his
relationships. Wait, what?
You heard
the
YouTube lead, right? Of Yandy?
Yeah.
Dude,
Yandy
is so much better than
Ye.
So much better than Ye.
Yeah. I never heard of Yandy.
Yandy was the lead album that he's completely scrapped.
And then he made Jesus is King. And then people were like, oh my God, you wiped all your good songs.
Yeah, exactly, dude. He adjusted all the good songs on there to make them fucking Christian.
And
it was fucking awful.
You can't do that. Like, you have to make a new song. Like, you can't just, like, change the songs.
He, like, literally, like, in the past 2-3 years has just, like, brainwashed himself. You know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's crazy.
I hope he has a therapist, honestly.
No, I saw him on Letterman. Or, whatever you know.
Letterman's a therapist.
Letterman's not a therapist.
You know his Netflix show? He interviews Kanye on that.
Who's
Letterman?
Oh, Letterman's
about. Yeah, because he retired from Late Night.
Oh, did he?
He's a huge beard now.
I'm not into like those kind of
shows,
those hosts, like Fallon.
I mean, I never really grew up with Letterman, to be honest with you.
Like Letterman, Fallon.
Letterman is
so
like not. He's like okay. Right?
I feel like we're not the age generation for late night talk shows.
Yeah, 100% now. 100% now. No.
That's really some old white.
Wait, so Kanye said that he goes to therapy?
No, like he's fully bipolar.
Oh.
And like he talked about how he thinks he creates best music when he's initially off his meds. And I forget what he said.
And then he realizes he's bipolar.
Remember when
so
like that
create music?
That 6-hour spree where he tweeted like 2,000 tweets.
Oh my God, he's tweeting so much.
He was tweeting at everyone. Everyone he was like calling out, like, and he was just saying like random stuff in there. It was like that was so weird.
Yeah. Dude, he just like fell off the deep end.
He did.
It's so sad, man. He's definitely broke too. You know Kim Kardashian's right.
Like, I mean, like he'll never be broke because of the Kardashian family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude,
he's
married
by Kim
royalties.
Kardashian, bro. He's an artist of our generation.
Yeah. Think about the royalties he brings in every day, though.
Yeah, he definitely brings in
it's
a
so
lot.
Hard to
yeah,
blow all that money, and I'm sure he manages a way to do it.
No, I guarantee you he's fucking broke.
Yeah.
100% bro.
I don't think Kanye.
No, I don't think
that's
bro.
A hard take.
I think if they separated or divorced right now.
Kanye's worth more than Kardashians are.
No,
he's definitely.
He's
definitely.
Kardashians
then kids.
No, the cat.
Because they're a family
no,
compared
Kevin
to one person.
Here.
It's they're just talking about like Khloe.
The thing is,
Kendall's is like, Kendall's the richest one.
Yeah, but
Kylie.
Kylie, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. The young one.
Yeah.
Like, she's the richest one.
Yeah.
And then, like...
I guarantee you, Kim's worth more than Kanye.
I don't think so.
Like, today,
dude,
Kim's worth more.
Dude, Kanye's broke, bro. He fucking begged Mark Zuckerberg for $40 million, bro.
Kevin's right on this.
The Kardashian family, he's not worth more than. But, like, just Kim, I think he's worth more than.
I don't know about that one, man. I really think he's broke.
Bro, like, I don't think he's broke.
All Kim did was, like, let RJ make a fucking sex tape of them. And didn't even fucking make a song about it.
No, but she, like, built, like, an empire.
She did.
That.
She did.
No, but also, like, even though, like...
RPOG Kardashian.
No, but even though, like...
OJ.
Even though the family's collective wealth is, like,
wrong.
Crazy, it's because of her, though. Like, she was the original.
Yeah. She was like,
so,
the
like,
original
she,
one that became, like,
so
pop.
So she's, like, if
famous.
You look at their whole family, like, if you think about how much she's entitled to, basically...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
she's definitely the Kanye
creator. It's worth way more than Kanye.
I mean, I feel like she's the main Kardashian, right? She's, like,
no,
the one
she
who...
she is.
She's
yeah.
the one who
like,
started it all.
They've branched off and done very successful things, but, like, she's the
she's
reason
the,
that...
She's the starter, bro.
Yeah.
She's the starter.
Who's
yeah.
the one who goes to the 76ers games for Ben
Kendall.
Simmons?
Kendall.
She's going to more of those.
Yeah, I know, you put the stat every fucking week, Kev. They're fucking 16-2 with Kendall goddamn Jenner.
Yeah.
Ring the bell, baby.
Hey, yeah. Kev, remember that time Ben Simmons scored 1 point?
Remember the time that Michael Jordan scored 2 points in some game? I don't remember who's against. I think it was against the Jazz or something.
Like, in his prime? Yeah. Or, like, just as a player?
Just as a player, he scored, like, 2 points.
But was it in a playoff game, though?
I don't know if it was...
There's
know.
No way it was in a playoff game. Michael Jordan's playoff averages are crazy. Like, Ben Simmons had a 1 point in a playoff
and
game.
And also, like, yeah. You have to keep in mind the fact that it's 1 point.
So that means, like, it's all
he made
half
was
a possession.
All he made was a free throw.
It's half
a singular free throw. Like, he got to the line.
He's so bad at free throws, too. He's shooting like 60.
He shoots with the wrong hand.
It's not even like.
I mean, like people in videos have shown that he probably should be like right handed, not left handed. Because his jump shot is so bad.
Yeah, it's just
like,
yo,
we're
like,
it's we're
like,
working on it.
It's like in his
trust
left
the process.
Hand, but then it's like flicking onto his right.
Trust the process, trust the process.
Yeah, the Sixers are not going to do anything. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'd take the Sixers over the Celtics in the playoffs right now.
A fully healthy Celtics?
Fully healthy Celtics
no
versus
way.
Fully healthy
Celtics,
Sixers. I think Sixers
no
are beating them.
Honestly,
I think
Sixers might be the Celtics, like, fucking kryptonite, bro.
I mean, last year, the last couple years, it's been the opposite.
Yeah,
bro.
The Celtics have...
Yeah, but this year,
wait,
the Celtics
no,
have
no
just
one year,
no,
that was
no,
2 years ago.
You know why? Because fucking in the past... In the
last
past,
year, we lost to the Raptors, and you guys lost to
no,
the Bucks, right?
No, we still beat you guys last year.
The
we're
playoffs.
Not talking about in
playoffs.
Not in the playoffs.
Just talking
about, like,
they didn't meet.
Well, regular season, we've beaten you guys 3 times. You guys haven't beaten us yet.
Well, that's this season.
Yeah.
We're talking about last season.
Okay,
it's
well,
like,
we're talking about this season with, like, them.
This
them,
season, they'll be their kryptonite.
Wait.
But he's talking about
last,
like,
season.
No, but
last
it's different because,
season.
Okay,
sorry.
This is different because in the past years before, like, Joel Embiid would be a monster and Horford would shut him down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now that
and
he's
like,
he's
like,
he's
like,
center,
six,
bro.
And
he's 6'9".
We can argue that Horford is still doing the same thing.
Yeah, because they're playing really badly. But, like, the Celtics are definitely not the same team that they used to beat on.
Like, who's going to stop Embiid when he drives in the paint?
You know,
like
me, Daniel Tice?
Okay, now no one on the Sixers can
no
do that. But before, they could.
On the Celtics, you mean?
Before the Celtics could.
Yeah,
because
they had Horford.
It was the opposite. The Celtics should have been, like, outsized, but they were the Sixers kryptonite.
I'm sorry. When 7'6 Taco Fall is dunking on his ass.
I want Taco Fall to play so much
he
more.
He would
bro.
Literally break his hip trying to body and beat. I'm sorry. It's like
he honestly might, bro.
It's a really
tree.
It's a tree versus a boulder.
Embiid can't stay healthy.
He can't.
I hate.
Like,
he can't.
Well, he's just so big. Like, his knees can't handle it.
He won't make it to a final.
I mean,
he couldn't survive that.
Fucking Boban
Marjanovic,
fucking.
Dude,
because
he
plays 4 minutes a game.
Yeah.
His PER is fucking ridiculous.
No, he plays 4 minutes a game and they don't ask him to play defense.
Same thing with Zion. Zion's gonna have the same issues, I think, with his, like, knees and. Or something, like, knees.
Yeah,
or, like,
and he's like Charles Barkley.
You heard
Charles
his ankle,
Barkley
didn't
was fucking equally as heavy.
Was he really?
Yeah. Charles Barkley didn't run. Back in the day, he didn't have to.
No, yeah, like, he could, I think he can have a good
I play. Think Zion's gonna have an issue with either, like, some part of his leg. Is he gonna, like, hip, knee, or ankle, just gonna be, like,
I mean, his
no,
knee,
but,
gone,
but
I would bet
but
his knee.
Does he already have knee issues or ankle issues? Which
yeah,
was
he has a knee.
It was
he,
knee?
He hurt his knee.
But the other issue
with the shoe.
Is that Charles Barkley's
no,
from
that
a
was
different
just
era.
True, but, like,
I thought you, like,
he, but his ankle.
Increases
in his knee.
Because, like, Charles Barkley's era, Charles Barkley didn't have to shoot.
That's
but
true.
But
he was so dominant, that's the point.
But, like, back then, like, you didn't have to shoot to be dominant, you know?
But nowadays, he's so much more dominant athletically and just, like, at the rim than everybody.
But it doesn't matter because he's...
It's like Shaq.
No, but he's going to be putting in twos and the other team is going to be putting in threes. Like, in the modern NBA...
But it's like LeBron in his early career. If you just surround him...
Yeah, but that era was different. That was a mid-range era. 2011,
2012?
No. It's more three-point. But he was asked to shoot because... When he, like, before in the finals, he was losing, like, the Spurs would go under the screens and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, he, like, had to hit, like, huge threes and stuff.
Spurs play pretty much the prettiest basketball, though, in my opinion.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know.
There was a long era. That basketball was boring.
It was pretty.
It was, like, the tiki-tak of basketball, that's why.
Yeah. It was, like, very, like, yeah.
There's a lot of Arsenal fans here who love, like, the pass and, like, just, like, get the perfect shot and then hit it.
Yeah.
We're not gonna make this into a soccer podcast.
We're gonna make this into a soccer podcast. We're gonna pivot. We're talking about your favorite Arsenal goal of the decade.
So shut the fuck up.
Akeem might get Enes Kanter for TEDx.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
For Northeastern TEDx.
I was feeling like he's actually a basketball player.
Turk.
Yeah. He got kicked out of Turkey.
Wait, can you bring Meza in to speak too?
It's Arsenal players Turkish.
Yeah.
No, because Meza is cool with the
Jurgen.
Yeah, and Enes Kanter hates him.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
So
they wouldn't hear good dialogue between
Mesut Ozil and Enes Kanter.
I was thinking that he's a basketball player, not just like the name of our group chat.
Why do we name it?
The group chat is Enes Kanter is like my daddy or something.
It was originally, that's TJ's doing.
Oh, that's okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It was originally a
Edward Cullen.
And they asked why. He's like, "Well, I'll tell you why."
Was it anything before that, or was it just like emojis? I feel like it was just like donuts.
It was probably just like TJ making sex emojis.
Oh, it was like it would.
The anime, like anime emojis, though. Yeah.
Like TJ was in like anime. Gifts.
Oh, he would.
He still does.
He'd do it like as a reaction. He would send like an anime. Yep.
So what's been discussed on this podcast?
I feel like it's just been like all over the place.
You need to speak up if you want.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's just kind of flowed.
Percy
Jackson at one point.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty nice, bro. I missed those books, man. Fuck. Yeah.
What's your favorite series that you read as a kid?
Percy Jackson, 100%.
Really?
100%.
I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Percy Jackson's up there. I don't think it's my number one. I think my number one's...
I never read Harry Potter. Though.
Harry Potter books.
Harry Potter, dude,
you gotta read those.
I'm not gonna read them.
No, trust me. Like, as an adult, they're still worth it.
I've never read a Harry Potter book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not a thing.
Dude, I watched the first two movies. I didn't even watch all that. I never did.
My parents were like anti-Harry. My mom was like anti-Harry Potter.
Wait, what?
First.
Why?
Because she was like, oh, it's gonna fill these kids with like sadists.
I think my mom.
And then she like read one. She's like, oh, never mind.
What is she from? Like in Salem Witch Trials?
No, then she like read the first book. Was like, oh, never mind. I'm just crazy. And, like, was like, yeah,
I think my mom like gave me the first book, and like. Or when I was really little, and I just, like, didn't fucking read it.
Yeah.
Lothar's also up there. Lord of the Rings are up there.
I've never read those. Those are so
holy shit, you've read them?
Yeah, I read all of them.
God, dude.
And the Inheritance Cycle.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
Well, I've watched a few episodes. I don't like it.
You should read Game of Thrones.
I might like it way more if I read it.
Yeah, I've heard it's overtly...
You like it more?
Yeah, probably.
I can like it's like too gruesome and stuff for me to like watch, but I can read. Stuff
it's apparently gruesome. It's even more gruesome in the books. I don't get how that's possible, but
yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely more fucked up.
George R.R. Martin is a
because you can write a lot more fucked up than you can fucking see. Yeah,
same thing with I think Stephen King. I'm pretty sure like
his books are really fucked up,
but in the movies,
aren't they mostly about like detective like psycho stuff?
But like how fucked up.
I never read any of his books.
Can what?
What's the one with like the bubble over it?
The bubble?
Oh, I forgot what it's
that's like one
about.
Of that's like his most famous one, I think, or one
is
of them.
It? Yeah.
And it's just like it starts out with just like
was it
family
show?
Rape, like a family member raping another family member.
Yeah, it's like
the first chapter.
It's like his stuff is fucked.
His stuff's really bad.
Yeah, but then when they adapt it, it's just like
they have to tone it down. It's like
they
can't
tone it down a lot.
Yeah. I mean, like, you just can't make movies like that.
I feel like most of his stuff has always been like PG-13.
No,
most of it's
adapted movies.
I thought they usually are.
No,
I don't think they're PG-13.
Are they PG-13?
Okay. Green Mile is his.
He has so many properties.
He has a lot of properties. For sure.
You don't remember Green Mile?
You know, George R. Lucas.
Tom
Hanks. Yeah, George Lucas is a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, because Disney bought Star Wars for $4 billion.
Wait, $4 billion? What?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, those movies are way overhyped then. Yeah. Sorry,
it's not worth it.
But it's also the franchise.
I think, like, yeah. I think, like the I think they've made it back.
Yeah. They made it back?
Yeah, because, like, each movie's done, like, $1.5 billion.
No, they've gone down each time.
Yeah, but, like, even, like with
really
all
their, badly.
Like, no, but I think they're, like, they'll probably, like, double that revenue.
Yeah.
Just off Star Wars stuff.
I guess that's
like, they'll at least double that
investment. Have you seen no Baby Yoda stuff? That was ridiculous.
What?
They had nothing for Baby Yoda for sale for Christmas.
Have you even watched Mandalorian?
No, I just know that's a huge like pop culture thing. And then no toys, no like plushies, nothing for sale.
Honestly,
no, but like people
that'd
were
be, that'd be pretty cute.
And like, they just lost out on so much money on that.
I would cut it with a Baby Yoda.
Imagine if they sell them for Valentine's
no,
Day.
No, but you know what they
giant teddy bears, there's giant Baby Yodas.
Like a 6-foot Baby Yoda. See, it's not even well, baby.
My favorite
just
one
like this is like a that's like a giant Yoda. It's not even regular sized Yoda.
Did you see Baby Yoda with the Tim's that AirPods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The waves.
Yeah. Oh, gives me life.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's a billionaire, bro. Yeah. That's fucking ridiculous to me.
Because he like
he made a fucking creative
it. He was clinging onto it, and they're like $4 billion. He was like, shit, I got it. he had drafts of like sequels that he wanted to make, and then
the $4 billion.
I was talking with them, and I'm pretty sure he was like, are you gonna use my ideas? And they're like, nah. They're just like, just take the check.
$4 billion is so much money.
Yeah, and I 100% guarantee, like, they're way above track to make it back.
Like,
because, like, those movies did so much, yeah. And, like, they can sell so like, many toys.
Yeah, Lego
they
Star
can,
Wars.
And they can,
and
they
all the TV shows and shit like that.
Yeah, and, like, that's how
so
they,
much.
Yeah, like, they're milking that baby, you
dude,
know?
They have a fucking theme park.
Dude, the fucking George Lucas.
We have Disney Plus for a year.
Oh yeah, we do through Verizon.
Okay, well we need a sign in for that.
I can give you guys a sign in.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. It should be on my email and password for the Verizon login.
Oh.
I'll make sure that's set up, then we can put it on the TV and watch Mandalorian.
Dude, what the fuck? I forgot about
that.
Yo, Mandalorian reviews are coming in soon.
You haven't watched any fuck first?
Yeah, that's we have to watch it first.
First four episodes were good.
I've watched like end of like the sixth one.
That's it?
Yeah. I was at a friend's place who was watching it and was like, oh, let me finish this. So I watched like the ending.
No, dude, I haven't watched
They're all like, they're, I think they're all unrelated though, aren't they? Like, they're all related, like little stories.
Yeah, relatively.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's man. Some continuity.
I don't like that much. I like the fucking series that has, like, complications in the middle.
Yeah, gotta end the season on a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
dude. You think you need to be connected to the characters?
Yeah.
You just, like, connected to the characters if it's different stories each time. Because there's, like, still, like, the central character.
I feel like in Black Mirror, I don't, like, try to, like, go through the season because I just skip through
Black Mirror's hard to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are more, like,
because an episode ends and you're kind of thinking about the premise, like, you don't want to switch to, like, a new premise.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Completely, like,
yeah.
All your investment into that previous episode is wasted on the next one.
Black
know?
Mirror does nothing for me.
Like, yeah, I don't think
you don't like it?
It's interesting.
I think,
do you like, what's the old one? The fucking, the one 1970s. I'm fucking blanking out tons of it.
Bandersnatch.
No, the fucking, what Black Mirror is based on.
Black Museum?
Which one?
No.
Oh, Twilight Zone?
Twilight Zone.
Never
seen
that
either.
Yeah. Twilight Zone was good. But those are also so short. Those are like 20.
I mean, the
minutes.
New ones are fucking an hour long. The ones with Jordan Peele, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I haven't seen them.
I watched a single one of them because it was free, but it was fucking not that good.
Yeah.
That's sad. But like, even Black Mirror, like, they have like, they throw a few out. Few ideas out there, and it's like one or two of the episodes pretty good.
Yeah.
What you doing there, bud?
I want to see how much time we had left.
Time we have left?
Or like, what time do we start this?
I don't know. 30 minutes. He needs a password.
Do you?
He needs his face or his
password. That's your phone?
That's my phone.
That was Rob's
phone. Did you think it was?
That was Rob's phone.
And you know my passcode?
No. That's why I was like, how did he just do it?
Oh, but you thought a white
face.
I thought it recognized Zach's face. I was like, Zach and Rob just don't look like each other. It's like the ultimate no racism, like facial recognition.
No,
can't tell what you look like at all. It's like, oh, there's a face. Yep, you're good.
Yeah, dude, face ID probably when you set it up, like for me, it was like, oh, he's got a dark ass face. Then it'll probably know. If it's just like a dark mass moving through the frame.
It's like, which, check.
That's obviously 100% one of the data points, how dark you are.
100%.
No, I saw a video with like,
I think it's mostly like your facial structure.
It's mostly that.
Like it beams it and like, yeah, it gets.
Yeah. But like, they just don't work well with like Chinese people. Like, I watched a video of two people just like, you look at them, you're like, they look similar-ish.
Oh, as,
like,
because their face structure is similar?
Yeah, but like, they don't really look the same. Yeah. And it literally just like works for both of them. And they're like, the fuck is this? Like, yeah, we're just two Chinese like friends.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't know what it is, but Asian people look a lot more like the fucking idea.
I mean, like,
you're not used to that.
Yeah, like, amongst themselves, like, it's very
they can
different.
Tell, but like, we can't. Like,
but, we generalize like a face structure and like look.
Like, you tell someone who's like Bengali versus Indian.
No.
I mean, because we're basically the same race.
Like, I was gonna say something about, like, you know, Korean versus Chinese, but I guess not. That doesn't matter that.
I feel like Korean versus Chinese is, like, relatively, you could definitely see a difference.
I'm sure there is a difference, yeah. I'm sure you could see it. But, like, I'm just saying our eyes, like, are untrained. Yeah, like,
I guess, I don't know, I feel like Koreans are, like, the...
It's, like, it's inherent that if, like, you recognize people within your own, like, racial like group,
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
I can't tell someone's like fucking Italian versus Polish.
No, not
like
that.
Last
could,
name
you
was
could,
like ski. Then I'm like, oh, it's a Polish person because it ends with ski.
No, but you can tell the difference between like different white people like a lot easier.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying like you can tell what like if they're Italian or German.
Like,
I'm just saying
you
like,
tell the difference between like me and like a Pakistani. No
one. Okay, you could tell the difference.
All right, you guys were in a different country until like 60 years ago.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That was a bad example.
Big heads. They're
both. See, like, these are just features that, like, I wouldn't know to look for.
Yeah, I had no
like,
idea
I,
that that was a thing.
But, like, I couldn't, like, look
dark
at...
Dark
like,
hair, very hairy.
I mean, I could also be Jewish, though.
Nah, that's curly.
Wow.
Curly hair, big nose, if we're getting really specific.
We get it, Kev. You're kind of Jewish.
You're just being that, like, stereotypical more than you have to be.
No, I just, like, don't...
I don't approve this on my podcast. I'm just gonna see what I'm gonna say.
I just don't think, like... Like, those are just not, like, differences, like, within your racial, like, group. Like, only, like, people recognize differences, like, small differences. Whereas, like, for the outside, like, racial group, it's just, like, a general, like,
characteristic.
Yeah.
No.
That's,
racism. All right, let's talk about which race is more superior than...
Well, according to Hitler.
Definitely white.
We use historical sources as our evidence. What's the most interesting thing you guys have learned in classes so far this semester?
Nothing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. My teacher draw a 4-dimensional ellipse.
Is that just like the Earth?
That's a
3-dimensional.
No, that's the ellipse. Okay.
Well, it kind of is.
Who?
What's your major?
I guess
computer engineering.
Yeah, I mean, but it's pretty close to like.
Hey, we think about personal.
It's an oblate spheroid. Which is also like a 3D ellipse. You know that the I'm taking global oceanic changes, and we talked about like the heating and cooling cycles of the Earth, and it's a pretty scary how much CO2 humans have produced.
Yeah, it's insane.
If you look over like the past 10,000 years, the trends are like kind of.
It's just like a fucking.
Yeah.
And like the last like 100,000 years, it's like this like kind of waving with like different ice ages and stuff, and then just like. Like the maximum before that was like 280.
Yeah.
We're at like 412.
But it's been since like 1940s though.
It's been like
it's like the 50s and
50s and 60s when it started skyrocketing.
Yeah. What about that algae though, Zach? You remember that algae?
Dude, the algae's not doing shit right now.
Yeah, come on, man.
Algae's getting
fucked. Pick your game up.
What?
Like there's no fucking algae to absorb all the CO2. There's not like enough shit like that.
I mean. Trees, fossil fuels, we're burning
dude,
everything.
Fucking Australia. Yes. Australia is burning, bro. It's fucking literally hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, here's something cool I learned. Like the,
just thought you said Kawhi Leonard.
No.
I thought you said that too.
Right, this is more interesting than Kawhi Leonard.
Really? Okay, that's...
So North America
is the most interesting
part of
the world.
North American plate is like on a fulcrum around like Maryland area, and so, like, the Northeast is rising. It's called, like, glacial rebound, because the glaciers used to be here and, like, pushed it down. So now since they're gone, like, we're slowly rising up in Florida, and, like, that area is going down a little bit.
Dude, they're fucked. Another place is fucked.
No, but they're even
is there gonna be underwater? Is there gonna be underwater?
Yeah, as the water, the increase in not, like, rising sea levels is gonna, like, make it worse, too.
Yeah, it's gonna be gone.
It's a positive feedback or whatever.
It's gonna be gone.
Positive feedback loop.
Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Class was really depressing on this week. We just talked about
so everyone was just like, damn, we're all gonna die.
Yeah, look, this class was very depressing. It was like, we're all gonna die, or it's gonna be like shit, and then, like,
still don't think that fucking climate change
exists. It's better.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No, 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 but like for, like, average people.
Yeah,
like,
how does
all, like, all, like, that? All, because, like, all politicians and, like, CEOs who don't believe it, like, it's not that they don't believe
it. No, they don't believe it.
I mean, guys, size doesn't matter.
They don't care about it.
Like, yeah, they're paid to be, like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll deny it.
It's because, like, fucking climate change affects, like, the poorest people. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to affect everybody. It's going to be a big equalizer.
I mean, like, maybe, like, 100 years, but they're not going to be alive.
Nah. More sooner than that.
I mean, the Earth is probably going to
I don't think it's
going to
equalize.
And create a wind that makes people kill themselves.
We're not going to equalize.
Like, it's not even wind, so.
No. It's going to be opposite, dude. It's going to be opposite because...
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that, like, the poor people are going to be hurt worse, but rich people are going to get fucking destroyed by climate change.
No.
What's going to happen
is, like... So, like, say we have, like, bad things going on in the world right now, right? And then it'd be like, oh, yeah, we'll help these people. But, we're, like, there's a lot of places that we could help, but we're not helping, right?
Yeah.
So what climate change is going to do, it's going to have, like, there's people who are, like, in a kind of shitty situation who are really going to be, like, roasted.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get fucking fried.
Dude.
And all
Wait,
the
people... fried by what?
Like, just, like that...
Just, like, natural disaster.
Yeah, so that region is just going to get fucked, and...
I'm telling
just,
you, like,
all the countries and people with power are just going to be, like...
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, like, they're just gonna be like, that's crazy, but, like, we gotta just fend for ourselves, you know?
They'd be like, that's not my problem.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's gonna be like that, but it's gonna be
yeah,
like,
India's
like,
screwed.
Like
dude,
the bottom
tsunamis, bro.
Yeah, like, the bottom percentage of the world's, like, population is just gonna get fried.
Do you guys get monsoons there too?
Yeah, we get monsoons.
Yeah,
I think we get a monsoon,
yeah, gonna,
like, out of this world, like, within the next 5 years.
Bangladesh, it's already, like, fucking on water.
Yeah.
Bro,
it's like, one fucking bad monsoon, that shit is gonna be slush.
You know the movie 2012?
Yeah,
the
cave season
in Bangladesh, bro.
Yeah, it's gonna be like that. It's gonna be like that.
How do you live somewhere where, like, every year there's just, like, massive storms that flood everywhere? It's beyond.
Because they have no power to move.
Well, I'm saying, like, why did people move there originally?
Because the fucking CO2 levels were fucked. Like,
monsoons have existed forever, haven't they?
Yeah, but, like,
there's gotta, like, be getting worse, I'm
yeah,
saying.
They're not, it's not as extreme or frequent. And, like, also, people settled there, and, like, shit didn't happen for, like, years. And
oh, really?
It was, like, fine, probably. Like, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're saying humans are older than monsoons?
Huh?
I don't think humans are older than monsoons.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the societies and stuff were, like, small enough to, like, not be, like, okay, we're gonna move, like, 100, like, 50 miles back, you know? And they're like, this is a source of water, like, we're just gonna stick with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a challenge of our times, you know? Yeah. But, like, now it's just, like, we're, like, better equipped.
But the thing is, like, 50% of them died, and they were like, eh.
Yeah, 50% of them only experienced the monsoon, and they died, and then those were
like,
bad
weeks,
yeah.
You know?
What I'm hearing here is that, like, Bengali people should be, like, the strongest humans, because, like...
No, dude, they're gonna get fucked.
Dude. People who settled in, like...
What do you mean? All the children stuck in factories? Like, they'll be
Yeah,
fine.
Like, they're
yeah.
all gonna get fucked. They're all gonna get destroyed by climate change. And I'm telling you, like...
If you think
what's happening is, like, in the world now is bad, like, it's gonna be, like, 10 times worse, and
dude.
Literally the same thing is gonna happen.
The heat
like,
waves.
Nah, bro, we can't worry about it. Like,
cold
that's, it's,
waves.
Like, it's gonna be, like, fucking, like, oh, they're gonna be, like, oh, prayers for fucking Bangladesh. But they're not gonna do anything.
Oh, they're gonna be, like,
it's gonna be, like, the Notre Dame fucking, like, fuck, the Notre Dame Cathedral?
Yeah.
No, but people fucking cared about that.
Exactly,
no,
they're gonna care more about that than this
so,
shit.
Like, so, like, if...
They're, like, all of Australia's on fire.
Yeah, they're like,
I'll share, like,
dude, I've
share
heard shit about Australia, and I've heard so much about the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people are just kind of, like, in passing, like, yeah, Australia's burning right now. But, like, people, no one's like, oh, damn,
yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna
yeah.
say,
and those are, and those are a lot of white people, too. Like,
dude,
like, I'm just gonna say, like, and they're on fire, like, nah, bro, if it's
dude.
Some, like, black or brown people that get in
yeah,
burned,
dude.
They're just gonna turn a blind eye at it. So that's
imagine
what I think, that's
Ethiopia
started
burning, bro.
That's what I think is gonna happen with global warming. I don't think it's actually gonna equalize.
It's famine for Ethiopia. No rain. They just won't be able to grow stuff. Like,
They're already pretty famine,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yemen. Like, the Yemen crisis and stuff that.
They've been worse. Bombed. That's
well,
the difference.
Well, yeah. like, food.
The fucking kids and stuff that they show in those videos, they're, like, this skinny.
Yeah.
Because they haven't eaten anything in, like, fucking weeks.
Dude,
yeah.
No.
They eat dirt.
It's brutal. It's
the
brutal.
Sustenance.
Beat and ash.
The sustenance of the earth.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Have you actually seen videos of that?
Of
they
what?
Make like dirt cakes and actually eat them.
I saw a documentary about an African person doing that. It's so sad.
Yeah, like
why are you laughing?
Because it's so sad that I have to laugh to fucking
handle it. You can't. I know exactly where you're coming from here. I'm not ready for this to be a super serious podcast today. You know what I hate though? The people who like put on like their Instagram stories like, oh, one every share is one donation. I clicked on the one page, like went to like their like actual account. It was like some shoe company with 2,000 followers. I was like, you guys do not have the money to be paid for donating this money. Because I have friends like from college, friends from high school who are doing the same picture, same people. And it's like
they're not gonna do so, shit.
Y'all aren't doing shit for the Amazon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
And it's just, like, so annoying. People are like, oh, yeah, like, pray for the Amazon.
You know,
it's like
some businessman you know, trying to take advantage of the situation. 100%.
Some businessman
is
like...
It's just someone that's going to switch their account into, like, a meme account. Once the crisis is, like, once it's been a few months, they're going to gain all that promotion from the disaster, and they're going to switch to a meme account.
What happened with the account that was, like, most liked egg?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened to
that. I think that's still just... Post pictures of eggs at different filters on it.
I think it's still the most like egg though, right?
I mean, it's mostly
no,
it's
the
Instagram.
Same egg. It's just like the same
but no
egg
cares,
with like
no
Christmas
anymore.
Ornaments or the same egg
yeah,
with like
yeah.
New Year's.
But the original one was the most liked one for sure.
Yeah,
yeah
but then no one cares anymore.
Yeah, it's so sad. Well, why did they even build that? Why did they make that?
You tell me.
It was just like
they
a
want
meme
to,
thing.
It they want
like
to
blew
be
up.
Kylie like, Jenner, right?
Kylie Jenner on the
yeah,
record?
I think it was Kylie.
Yeah, she had like,
said four, they
she had
like 14,
yeah.
14.
She got destroyed.
You see what fucking Justin Bieber was trying to do for his fucking music video,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, he's like really trying to...
Dude.
He's telling people to stream it in their sleep so it can get to number one. And yeah. It can get to number one. It debuted at number two. But he was telling people like... if you live in a foreign country, get a VPN so you can listen to it as a US listener and boost the sales.
He was telling people like to put Spotify at zero and just listen to it and repeat.
Yeah,
all
like
around.
Have it repeat like while you work and stuff.
How many likes do you think the world record egg has?
48 million.
Is it 56 million?
54 million.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That's
yeah.
good.
And
that's and like
Kylie was at like 40 something.
But like,
right?
If you compare that to
no,
like, how much YouTube videos bring in,
she was at four.
No, she was at four.
She was at, I think
she was
like 20.
She might have been.
I don't know.
She was at
like 20.
It says it in the first post. Like,
4
it says what she's at. Like it says
18 million.
Yeah.
Maybe now.
Yeah, it posted like some weird videos. Like there's like. What do the Rock and Egg have in common?
Dude,
and a picture of an egg like trying to weightlift.
They literally tripled fucking Kylie Jenner's likes.
Yeah.
They have 7.3 million followers.
Yeah.
Why do people follow this account?
And it's just a picture of an egg. Wow.
It's literally just like this. The latest thing was them like.
I feel like so many people have tried that too. Like,
there's been so many copycats.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, even before the egg, I feel like people tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, why did this one?
Why was the egg?
It's just a matter of like, there's
luck.
There's
the traction.
There's a ton of shit being thrown at the wall, and it's just like some of it.
What sticks?
Yeah.
Sticks. And the egg person, like, it was their lucky day,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It blew up.
Like, Mr. Beast. Where that dude came from, like, literally standing in, like, in front of the computer, like, Logan Paul a thousand times. And I was, like, donated $1 million to someone.
Yeah, it was just weird shit that just blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The videos are pretty interesting. Did you see the one where he, like, buys everybody in the store? Or, no, he makes a store with
$1. Like
$1,
yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Mr. Beast.
You know who Mr. Beast is?
You know who Mr. Beast is?
He's a YouTuber.
A really famous YouTuber. Blew up like the past like 2 years probably.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, the most recent video I think was like, giving away $1 million to like a subscriber.
Huh. Good for him.
And him and like PewDiePie and some other people, they did like Team Trees where they wanted to donate enough money for 20 million trees to be planted. And I think they succeeded.
It's okay. PewDiePie's a Nazi.
What?
PewDiePie's a Nazi.
I don't know. I don't really know PewDiePie at all.
No, there's some controversy.
Yeah.
About
is there
a Nazi? Yeah.
I know. It's the N-word on like his stream.
Yeah. But like, yeah.
I know there's more.
There's a lot of controversy around him.
I never watched his videos.
Controversy. Well, we, yeah, we, it's like
I used to watch his funny.
He like hit like peak popularity, and then when he said that stuff, like YouTube stopped promoting his stuff.
Yeah,
like he wouldn't be on the front.
Yeah, but then he had a huge burst again with like the T series stuff.
Yeah, because he was in competition with.
You know what T series?
Did he lose?
It's an Indian fucking Bollywood TV series thing.
You ever watch any of their videos? A soldier doesn't speak.
Yeah, why would you watch their videos?
Just, like, not interested.
They're doing crazy numbers though.
They do better yeah, because they got 100. They got 1.5 billion people following them. Yeah.
Billion. It's not billion.
No, billion is in the entire country of India.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were saying 1.5.
They're probably that many. They're probably that many views. Like
probably,
but a lot. But like in terms
dude,
of,
I mean, like
in terms of subscriber count. Last time I saw,
Despacito
last
has
time I, last
4
time I,
billion views.
Yeah, so
on YouTube.
Yeah, so their channel. their channel views is probably like insanely high, but I think subscribers last time I saw there's like 180 million.
Are you serious?
For T-Series?
Holy,
I'm pretty sure it's like
since they beat PewDiePie. So PewDiePie,
they definitely beat PewDiePie to 100 million. Yeah, and they beat him, then also beat him to 100 million.
Sit
down, because like PewDiePie was at like 60 or something.
I thought it started there about at like 60, and then like he made it all the way up to 90.
Yeah.
Still ahead of them.
I'm pretty sure he's 100, right?
He's at like 100 now. Yeah. That's
yeah, weird. I think they're at like 180 million.
That's wild.
And like I have never seen a single T-Series video.
Yeah,
I've watched one because I was like, what the hell do they make?
Yeah.
And I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm not their target demographic.
Like I haven't seen a single T-Series video.
It's just like BTS. Like
yeah,
they
do crazy
they get on stuff.
Dude,
I've
never
listened to
one of their songs.
I listened to one K-pop song by accident because
so
I didn't know it was one.
Yeah, I know. All my fucking
and like that shit is cross country. Like it is not just Korean people.
Dude, it's like what's it called?
It's like more. They probably have more non Korean fans.
It's like
yeah.
Psy or PSY or whatever that guy's name.
Oh, he's also Korean.
I mean, Psy had that one song.
He had one song, but like that was like the first.
That's one hit wonder.
Yeah, but like, that's like
the BTS is like a boy band, bro.
Yeah,
but like he was like the first real like global hit.
I would not classify.
He was the first viral person.
I would not classify him as K-pop though.
I don't know K-pop.
He's just Korean.
He's just Korean.
He's Korean.
K-pop is like the fucking like American boy band. I think it's like the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Ooh.
One Direction, but
Surfing USA.
Yeah, Harry Styles. But yeah, like they're big. They're it's not like they have a whole country behind them. It's like
yeah.
They have like a a culture that has spread like
it's like
to
the Beatles.
A, like, more majority non-Korean.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the Beatles.
You could argue, probably.
No, the Beatles were a boy band.
Dude,
yeah, I mean the Beatles are a boy band. You're saying BTS
the
was
generation
a boy band.
Of the fucking
Beatles, like were from your England, but like all spread worldwide.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
I mean they're mostly US though. I feel like.
Because once you win US,
I feel like
a lot of the world.
I feel like Michael Jackson was more than fucking Beatles. Michael Jackson was in India.
Yeah,
Michael
dude.
Jackson.
US,
no.
US, US entertainment.
Maybe not in the US.
No, Michael Jackson's the king of pop, bro.
Michael Jackson.
He's not the king of pop. I'm saying Beatles are bigger than.
Beatles are
no,
bigger.
I feel like. Because,
I think
I feel like Michael
Jackson
globally was bigger. I don't think you understand. Because my mom didn't know who the fuck the Beatles were until she came, but she knew who Michael Jackson was.
Well, yeah, he raped kids in Neverland. Everyone's aware of
that. Nobody fucking knew that until fucking recently.
No,
yeah.
People like, knew that for years and ignored it. But, sorry, I was going to say something different. Like, U.S. entertainment goes all over the world. Like,
yeah, but
In my experiences being in, like, foreign countries, mostly in Europe, it's either U.S.
I mean,
music
Europe
or, like,
does.
Spanish music.
Europe does, but, like China and...
I
America,
don't know what China can do.
But, like, a single person...
Well, I was in
like
Thailand,
single...
they listen to John Denver. And, like, wanted her to, like, transpose his lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, they're having like transpose lyrics to like into Thai, like
but like
his
a
socks.
Single
just,
like a
leave
single
it as English.
Person,
like you don't understand
single
what
person
means.
Or product, like he is like one of like
yeah.
The biggest.
Yeah.
Oh, so did you say he's the biggest single person ever? I could get behind that.
It'd be him or yeah, it'd be him or Elvis, but I think him because he's
no, Elvis didn't.
Elvis does not have come close to the impact
really?
That Jackson has. Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
How many Elvis songs have you named?
I can't. But yeah, that's true.
How many Michael Jackson songs?
I couldn't even. I couldn't even hum like an Elvis song. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know any.
Yeah, I mean he's too old for us. But I feel like he defined.
Michael Jackson was like dead 4 years after we were born or something, right?
No.
He died in 2009. I remember
that was like 2004.
When people were fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was like in a mall or something.
Yeah.
People were looking at their phone like, oh damn, Michael Jackson died.
Like I'll get an Amber Alert.
Who the fuck cares?
Dude, I remember...
What do you overdose on? So some like weird like drink.
It was like it was prescription meds.
Yeah, but like his like doctor overdosed it. Or something.
Yeah, he overprescribed.
Yeah,
he went to like court.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his doctor went to prison.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think he's in jail.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson never went to jail. So at least someone does.
The doctor who fucking killed him.
Doctor, like, dude, I just took justice into my own hands.
What?
Propofol and lorazepam.
What is that?
That means nothing to me. It's not a pharmacy major.
Okay, lorazepam is a benzo.
Ooh.
It's basically an anxiety and a sedative. And propofol is basically just a
anxiety medicine. Makes you anxious.
No, it's purely just
it makes you anxious.
It's pure what?
Purely just a sedative.
Oh.
Okay.
So he was fucking sleeping.
So he's got laxatives mixed with like
not laxatives.
You're saying laxatives.
Laxatives. Fucking okay, what am I thinking of?
Anti anxiety or no?